The Head and Only a Game Roundball mentoring in Shabazz Napier's neighborhood. But first, on Tuesday, just 2 days before the NBA draft, LeBron James announced his intention to explore employment options on the free agency market. That means, theoretically, he could take his talents to someplace other than South Beach. In Miami, reactions among Heat fans were mixed.
How can I have hard feelings for someone that brought Miami four times champion of the Eastern Conference, two NBA titles? There's no hard feelings for someone that sweat his jersey every single game.
I'm glad he could go. We don't care. We don't care. Do you care? We don't care. He's a crybaby.
The three boys, Bosh, LeBron, and Dwayne, they're my boys. If he does leave, it will be disappointing. Who wants to leave Miami?
Of course, if the Heat manage to accumulate the players with whom James feels he can win another championship, perhaps he'll stay where he is. Joining me to discuss LeBron's temporary limbo and how the draft may impact his final destination is Sam Amick of USA Today. Sam, welcome back to Only a Game.
Thank you for having me, Bill. Great to be here.
One of the biggest trades at Thursday night's NBA draft was the Miami Heat moving up from the number 26 pick to the number 24 pick, just two spots. Why was that such a big move?
Well, Shabazz Napier, the Connecticut point guard that they ended up landing in that trade, was a guy that everybody knew LeBron James was a huge fan of. He had tweeted months ago that Shabazz was the best point guard in college basketball. And in the here and the now, and the fact that the Heat are trying to put pieces in place to make LeBron happy and make him feel like Miami is still the place to be, that was about as good a move as they could pull off on draft night. Now, Pat Riley was quick to say, their team president, that that's just a guy that, even independent of LeBron, they had a lot of interest in and they wanted on their team. But going into July 1st in free agency, it was a great move.
Great enough? Does LeBron stay because of this move?
No, I don't think. Shabazz Napier is not going to tilt those scales. He's a nice young player. We always get a little bit too excited about these rookies coming out and forget that rookies, ironically, who are not named LeBron James, very rarely impact the team on any great level. So Shabazz is not going to help the Heat still be a title contender. He's just another piece that can help. I think it more just sets a tone, again, going into free agency, that the Heat are serious about making moves, improving that roster, and fixing what was broken during the finals and, you know, the reason they couldn't pull off the three-peat.
There was some uncertainty heading into the draft about who Cleveland would take with a number one pick, Kansas shooting guard Andrew Wiggins or Duke forward Jabari Parker. They went with Wiggins. You think it was the right call?
I do. I mean, a ton of upside there, a guy who's just a phenomenal athlete. I think a lot of people think that Jabari Parker is going to be a very nice NBA player, potentially an all-star, but the upside is higher with Wiggins. He can play the small forward spot, so even if they don't pull off any major trades for veteran players, you know, you got Kyrie Irving at your point guard. Deion Waiters is a guy who's been there a couple years now at the shooting guard spot. Wiggins at the four, at the three, rather. Tristan Thompson at the four. They have a nice young core, and they're trying to turn things around.
The Philadelphia 76ers, who had the NBA's second worst record last season, had two picks in the top 10, so they must have gotten some guys who can help out right from game one, right?
Ironically, no. I mean, they got Joel Embiid, who is the guy that everybody thought was going to be number one at the three spot. He only fell to three because of a foot injury, and this is on the heels of having a back injury, no pun intended. But two or three years down the road, a guy like Embiid could definitely help them.
There was a pause in the draft midway through the first round to recognize former Baylor University standout Isaiah Austin, who was recently diagnosed with Marfan syndrome. This ended his basketball career. Please tell us about that moment.
Incredible moment. I just continue to be impressed with the new commissioner, Adam Silver, and his class and the way he comports himself. And that moment was special. He went out of his way to put the draft on pause, to unofficially say that the NBA had a pick of its own. They wanted to pick Isaiah Austin and just recognize a guy whose life has just been altered in such a drastic way. He was envisioning an incredible career as a young basketball player and millions that would come with it, and a completely different life path. And then now, luck being what it is, he has got a heck of a challenge ahead and a serious medical condition that changes everything. But I thought it was very neat. He got up there, he put that hat on that had the NBA logo. I think a lot of folks had misty eyes. I thought that was a special thing.
King James, a.k.a. LeBron, isn't the only big fish in the free agent market. Carmelo Anthony, who has been playing for the Knicks, is also available. Have any teams been positioning themselves to land Carmelo?
With Carmelo, you got to look at the Houston Rockets, the Bulls, the Dallas Mavericks. That's kind of the short list of the teams that are going to be coming hard for him. Obviously, the Knicks would like to keep him as well. The Rockets, I think, are probably the most intriguing. They already pulled off a trade for a big man named Omer Asik. They sent him to New Orleans in a deal that made it a little bit easier to bring a guy like Carmelo. They didn't have the salary cap space previously to sign him, and they still have one more move to make to completely create room for Melo. But if he gives them an indication that he's coming, they already have that trade lined up, and that's going to be for Jeremy Lin, their point guard.
What are the chances that James and Anthony end up on the same team in the fall?
It is somewhat possible. It's pretty unlikely. It would require major sacrifice on both guys' parts financially. If they did that in Miami, you're talking about a guy in Carmelo that could potentially get a five-year, $130 million contract from the Knicks. To get to Miami, and I've crunched some of these numbers, you're probably looking more in the neighborhood of 4 years for $50 million. I mean, an incredible difference when it comes to the money, but you never know. Guys at this point in their career, Carmelo being a guy who's never won a championship, LeBron being a guy that wants to continue winning them, they are willing to sacrifice. You know, LeBron specifically makes so much money off the court that it might be an easier pill for him to swallow to take less. They're very good friends. That's something where LeBron does feel like he would like to play with Melo. It is on his short list of priorities, but, you know, seeing if that's actually a reality is going to be something different.
Sam Amick covers the NBA for USA Today. Sam, thanks very much for speaking with me.
You got it, Bill. Thank you so much.